第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。现在，你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Have you seen my cat? He's black with white feet.
He was sitting on that gray fence an hour ago. I think he was trying to catch a bird.
Hello, I want to apply for a job, sir.
Go to www.kfc.com for more information.
Fill in a form on the internet?
Yeah, made by our company.
How long may I keep these?
2 weeks.If you cannot return them on time, you will be fined.
I think I'd better read them fast.
Hi, Jenny. Let's go to the gym later today.
Sure. What time do you want to go? How about 4:30 p.m.?
Okay.Then I still have 90 minutes left to finish the paper due on Monday.
Professor Smith caught some students cheating in the midterm exam and failed them.
It serves them right.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间，每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Hey, Jeff, you can just throw your stuff in the trunk at the back of the car and then jump in the front with me.
Are you sure? I thought your sister would be with you.
We have to pick her up so she can sit in the back.
So what's the plan? Are we going straight to your house by the lake?
No, we have to make a few stops along the way.
Do we have to pick up other people too?
Yeah, after we get Susan, we need to stop and get Carl and Roger.Roger's on the way out of town, so we'll pick up Carl first. Hey, Jeff, you can just throw your stuff in the trunk at the back of the car and then jump in the front with me.
Are you sure? I thought your sister would be with you.
We have to pick her up so she can sit in the back.
So what's the plan? Are we going straight to your house by the lake?
No, we have to make a few stops along the way.
Do we have to pick up other people too?
Yeah, after we get Susan, we need to stop and get Carl and Roger. Roger's on the way out of town, so we'll pick up Carl first.
听下面一段对话，回答第八和第九两个小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Hey, Mark, do you want to play a game with my friends and me?
Sure, games are easy. I always win.
Oh, really? Well, then, you can go first.
Where's the ball?
It's not that type of game.
Oh, is this one of those table games with all the rules?
No, this is really easy. First, close your eyes and take a piece of paper from this bowl. Okay, now read what it says.Your goal is to get the other players to guess it, but you can't say anything.
Oh, I get it. So I have to use my hands to make them guess it.
Correct. So do you still think you can win?
Well, because you can't, I don't know if I...
Just try. 1, 2, 3, go! Hey, Mark, do you want to play a game with my friends and me?
Sure, games are easy.I always win.
Oh, really? Well, then, you can go first.
Where's the ball?
It's not that type of game.
Oh, is this one of those table games with all the rules?
No, this is really easy. First, close your eyes and take a piece of paper from this bowl. Okay, now read what it says. Your goal is to get the other players to guess it, but you can't say anything.
Oh, I get it.So I have to use my hands to make them guess it.
Correct. So do you still think you can win?
Well, because you can't, I don't know if I...
Just try. 1, 2, 3, go!
听下面一段对话，回答第十至第十二三个小题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Professor Johnson, I was deeply impressed by your lecture just now. I've learned a lot from it.
I'm glad you liked it.
Can I ask you some questions?
Yes, go ahead.
When did man first begin to paint pictures? 10,000 years ago?
We don't have a clear idea of that, but the oldest paintings discovered so far are about 20,000 years old. Paintings of large animals have been found in deep caves,in southern France and northern Spain.
Why did these ancient people paint these pictures?
In my opinion, these people painted pictures for two reasons. First, they believed that the painted pictures could attract animals so that those animals could be killed and eaten.
It seems likely that the cavemen had similar ideas.
That's right. Second, painting was also a way for those people to express their feelings towards the outside world.
Thank you very much, Professor Johnson. Professor Johnson, I was deeply impressed by your lecture just now. I've learned a lot from it.
I'm glad you liked it.
Can I ask you some questions?
Yes, go ahead.
When did man first begin to paint pictures? 10,000 years ago?
We don't have a clear idea of that, but the oldest paintings discovered so far are about 20,000 years old.Paintings of large animals have been found in deep caves in southern France and northern Spain.
Why did these ancient people paint these pictures?
In my opinion, these people painted pictures for two reasons. First, they believed that the painted pictures could attract animals so that those animals could be killed and eaten.
It seems likely that the cavemen had similar ideas.
That's right. Second,Painting was also a way for those people to express their feelings towards the outside world.
Thank you very much, Professor Johnson.
听下面一段对话，回答第十三至第十六四个小题。现在你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Hi, George. My name is Diane. I'm here to show you around.
Thank you. I appreciate it. The first few days can be a little stressful.
I completely understand. We all have been in your position. Where have you been told to go today?
I think it was the science lab on the first floor. Apparently, I won't be staying there, though.
That's correct. Just for homeroom, from 8:50 to 9.
What is homeroom?
It's where students gather in the morning to check in before class. It also gives them a short rest period before their first class.
That's a good idea. That way we don't have to waste class time calling out names. Please continue.
Students won't have to put away their backpacks until 9:10, and then enter their first class of the day. The same goes for us.
What do you teach?
Social studies on the second floor.In fact, my classroom is right under your math classroom. If you have any questions, feel free to come down and see me. Welcome to the school, and good luck on your first day.
Hi, George. My name is Diane. I'm here to show you around.
Thank you. I appreciate it. The first few days can be a little stressful.
I completely understand. We all have been in your position. Where have you been told to go today?
I think it was the science lab on the first floor. Apparently, I won't be staying there, though.
That's correct. Just for homeroom, from 8:50 to 9.
What is homeroom?
It's where students gather in the morning to check in before class. It also gives them a short rest period before their first class.
That's a good idea. That way, we don't have to waste class time calling out names. Please continue.
Students won't have to put away their backpacks until 9:10, and then enter their first class of the day. The same goes for us.
What do you teach?
Social studies on the second floor. In fact, my classroom is right under your math classroom. If you have any questions, feel free to come down and see me. Welcome to the school, and good luck on your first day.
听下面一段独白，回答第十七至第二十四个小题。现在你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Good morning, class. Before we begin today's lecture, I would like to take a minute to address the exam results. I have been giving this exam for several years now. Usually the class average is in the high 70s. The class average for this time was an astonishing 87. At first I was questioning these results because this has never happened before. I thought there might have been widespread cheating on this exam. Along with the research department's help and analysis,I have reviewed all the data, and have come to a fortunate conclusion. You are not cheating at all. The data are clear. Analysis has shown that more students than usual use their access to the review exercises we gave you. It has proved that most of you have done well in preparing for the examination. You have made much progress in your study, and you have paid more attention to your exam than ever before. As an added bonus, if your grade was over 90, you have earned a reward.I will allow you not to complete a piece of homework. Congratulations to you! Now let's get started with class. Good morning, class. Before we begin today's lecture, I would like to take a minute to address the exam results. I have been giving this exam for several years now. Usually the class average is in the high 70s. The class average for this time was an astonishing 87. At first I was questioning these results, because this has never happened before. I thought there might have been widespread cheating on this exam. Along with the research department's help and analysis, I have reviewed all the data, and have come to a fortunate conclusion. You are not cheating at all. The data are clear. Analysis has shown that more students than usual use their access to the review exercises we gave you. It has proved that most of you have done well in preparing for the examination. You have made much progress in your study, and you have paid more attention to your exam than ever before. As an added bonus, if your grade was over 90, you have earned a reward. I will allow you not to complete a piece of homework. Congratulations to you! Now let's get started with class.
第二节到此结束。现在你有2分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转图到客观题答题卡上。听力部分到此结束。